What is happening, you guys? I am so blessed, honored, grateful to be doing a deep dive on the conversation that I had earlier today with Dr. Tony Feck. His podcast is freaking awesome. And it's awesome for so many reasons. It's awesome for people that are in the dental space. It's also awesome if you are a family man. It's also awesome if you are an entrepreneur, business owner of any way, shape, or form. Tony has quickly become a good friend of mine. He had actually hired me to do a motivational type speech to his group, Sunrise Dental Solutions, in Puerto Rico in September. So I just had my shoulder replaced just prior to it. And I was like, Tony, I'm so sorry, brother. I'm going to literally be in a sling, but I'll be there, man. And I had arguably the best speaking performance, but certainly I don't know if my performance was better than others. I had the best time being around this group of people, this growth-minded group. Sunrise Dental Solutions is a mastermind group for the top 1% of dentists out there. So they have the 7-figure club. They have the 8-figure club. You're talking about people that are making some nice bank and are able to really enjoy life. So they're not completely stressed out because of the way that Tony has set it up. He figured out for himself, and he talks about it in the episode, he got to a point where he was miserable. Now, he became a dentist because he was passionate about it as a child. He had this experience early on where he said, this is what I want to do. And he literally had so much growth that he had grown out of 3 different facilities. That's how successful his practice was in Kentucky. Now, he also realized, I have a young family, and the way I'm working, I don't recall the exact amount of hours, but the 4 days a week, the 5 days a week, it doesn't work and I'm miserable. And so he made this decision to say, look, I am going to get it down to practicing no more than 8 hours per month in my practice. I think it was 8 hours. Maybe it's 8 days. Gosh, I'm sorry. I don't have my notes down, but he decided we're going to go with 8 days for now. This is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to figure out how to grow my practice so that I can spend more time with my family and I can give more opportunities. And that's exactly what he did. Now, here's what's cool. The purpose of the episode was on financial health for dental practices. That was the focus. And we absolutely hit on it throughout. I mean, look, Tony wrote a book called The Prosperous Dental Practice. He is passionate about providing more income to these doctors because he was in that exact same space. But what I love about Sunrise Dental Solutions is their mantra: work less, make more, keep more. And if you think at how simple that is, work less, make more money working less, but more importantly, keep more of that. So oftentimes you'll see people make more money, but because the way they're making money, they don't have the proper infrastructure, they don't have the proper systems, they may be making more, but they're not retaining it. And so I like that third piece that he said there, keep more. Because, Tony is not just a dentist, right? He's so much more than that. He has built so many amazing businesses. He's helping other people do that. So it was, as he put it, it was really a means to an end. So, man, this interview, I could have gone for hours with him because we literally scratched the surface. And we talked about finding your purpose. We talked about setting intentions. We talked about how law of attraction plays a part. Now, let's talk on that for a second. Law of attraction. I'm a huge law of attraction person. Anybody that knows me, I read Think and Grow Rich literally every single year to remind myself of, some of these principles that have been around. I think the book was written in 1927, 28, 29, somewhere in there. And still today, those lessons are so applicable. In fact, I would say that specific book, Think and Grow Rich, is probably the number one personal development book when you ask people what book really shifted your thinking? What book helped you create your business? What book really inspired you to be an entrepreneur? It almost always goes back to Think and Grow Rich. And so when he talked about law of attraction, I thought, you know, this is interesting. You have dentists who, by and large, I'm going to generalize for a moment, they're pretty analytical, right? They are extremely bright. They made it through dental school, which is not an easy thing to do. They typically got incredibly high grades throughout. You know, I'm not saying they're all straight A students, but it's not uncommon. And so when you think of that style of thinking, that's pretty like linear. It's pretty A plus B plus C, you know, the equals, versus law of attraction is a bit, you know, that's more energy related. That's kind of that faith base. That's where you're, I hate to say the word woo-woo because I don't like to say it, but that's the easiest way to describe it. And so to hear Tony say, look, I get all that, and law of attraction was such an important piece for me. And it has allowed him to, again, accomplish the fact that he was going to work less, make more money, keep more money, provide far more opportunities to dentists around the country, people that it really just started to reach out and say, hey, Tony, I want to do what you did. Okay, cool. Let's start working on it. And then he said, wait a minute. I it's cool that I'm consulting, but let's make it a business so we can scale it and help all of these doctors have the ability to grow. And what I loved about it, the overall theme that I because I always get a theme when I'm listening to these podcasts, I think it's opportunity. If I were to say one word when I think of the podcast with Tony, it's both creating opportunities and recognizing opportunities. I think he does such a phenomenal job in both ways. And I'll give you an example. Again, I told you I went to speak there. I have no interest for the most part in dentistry as I went to go speak there. And yet I started to recognize there's a huge opportunity for what I do in sales and leadership that these doctors aren't taught. You know, they're not going to dental school and learning how to build teams. They're not going to school and learning how to truly do leadership. They're not going to school and learning how to do sales. And yet it's a huge part of their business. And so I saw this opportunity to say, wait a minute, that's what I'm good at, but I don't know anything about drilling teeth. And I never will. I don't have that background. And honestly, I don't think I'm smart enough to get through dental school. And so I saw an opportunity. Well, guess what? Tony created that opportunity. And then he gave me another opportunity to say, you know what? What about doing a sales and leadership summit? And it was really more of just a leadership summit that we focused on in Naples in February. And what I realized when I went to both of them, I said, this is exactly where I belong. So I have to 100% say thank you to Tony to say, man, I didn't know that this was going to be my niche market. I didn't know how what I do is such a fit for your industry. And I have found this sense of peace and clarity and excitement because I'm working with some practices right now. I mentioned on another one that they're having literally record months, month after month, and we have just scratched the surface. So they're making more money. They're less stressed. That all leads to having some real work-life balance at home. And all of that is due to Tony literally hiring me to speak at one event, turned into two events. Now it's turning into working with a bunch of different practices. So I get to help them win, and I get to win. Absolutely remarkable. But specific to the episode, there was one thing that he said that I thought, you know what? He nailed it for everyone. And that is setting an intention. Before Tony makes a decision on anything, he sets an intention for why am I doing this? Why am I going to put my blood, sweat, tears, my heart and soul into it? And when your vision is big enough that it can encapsulate everyone that you're working with, that it's like he said, the dream should be so big that it scares you. That's when you can do some amazing stuff. And as he was talking about it, we got into the subject of growing practices of building out, you know, whether it's a new facility or the ability to do more chairs. And I said on the episode, I'm like, if you build it, they will come. It literally was the field of dream moments where he's like, I know there's some fears there where you don't want to have more overhead. But he said, every time that I did, I was receiving more. So he would give more, put faith into growing this out, and in turn, setting the intention that he's going to grow the practice, work less, make more, keep more. He was able to accomplish that. And so throughout the episode, it really was talking about mindset. We talked about the fact that some people and dentists have that scarcity mindset where I don't want to take on too much. And I thought what was really interesting is, why would you have that fear when these dentists and doctors and all these amazing people, they've succeeded all through life? That doesn't mean they haven't failed. But at the end of the day, they have seen their way through dental school. They have seen their way through their own practice. And they're not accustomed to failing, at least long term. And I didn't say this on the episode, but that really is one of the keys, is put out this big vision, this big dream. Make it so damn big that it scares the living heck out of you. And then go get it. The one thing I know about success, the people that truly succeed are the ones that just don't know how to quit. And I am a walking testament of that, you guys. Like, the one skill and talent that I have is that I literally don't know how to quit. So I put out this big vision and this big dream and this big goal, and then I go to work and I fail again and again and again, but yet I continue to get back up. So if you were to boil it all down for me, hey, Jam, why have you been able to accomplish, you know, building the companies or making this? It's going to be the same answer, because I just didn't know how to quit. I just kept getting back up and going after that dream with excitement and enthusiasm. And that's what I heard with Tony, is set that intention and don't be afraid to fail, because you're going to fail. Look, if you're not failing, you probably haven't put yourself out there enough. And that clearly came through. The other thing that we talked on, gosh, there's so much from this episode. He talked about three different systems in order to scale your practice. The first one is your team. Second is having true systems. And then the third was leadership. Teams is obviously my passion, and getting clarity with your teams, making sure that you are recognizing your teams, making sure that you're truly communicating with your team. That's all a huge part of what he's talking about. And he said, you know, every time I focus on taking care of the people, both your patients and your internal staff, he said, my goals would be more than met. So it wasn't an outward focus on making more money, but rather I'm going to focus on taking care of my patients. I'm going to focus on taking care of my internal staff. And guess what? All of my financial goals were more than met, and actually were exceeded in most examples. So when I look at teams, how is your team structured? Is everyone clear of their role on the team? Are they in the right seat on the bus, and do they know the exact direction and expectations of them? Now, if you answered all those questions, yes, 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 do they know your vision? And is your vision so big that theirs fits inside of it? If so, you have a dream team already being built, because you have clarity, you have the expectations, we're rowing the boat in the same direction, and they can accomplish all of their goals all inside of yours. So if you do that, you've nailed the team section. Now, systems. This would be the part I'll probably spend the least amount of time on. I would just tell you, go listen to Tony. Go grab Tony's book, The Prosperous Dental Practice. He literally spelled it out to say, look, here's the specific, I think he said there was 12 total systems. If you want to be in that seven-figure club, if you want to be in that eight-figure, and I imagine nine figures coming, that's just the way Tony works is it's going to happen, whether it's while he's with Sunrise or someday Sunrise will have clients that are hitting that number. He's laid it all out for you. So that's the part I'm going to spend the least amount of time on, because again, I'm not a dentist. I don't know the ins and outs of the everyday practice. What I know is that there is resources, Sunrise Dental Solutions. If you are part of that group, you are going to make more money. No question about it. You will make sure you'll be in the 7-figure club and pushing towards the 8-figure club, or you won't be a part of the group. So those are resources. The Prosperous Dental Practice, there's a resource. Shoot, I'll just shamelessly put my hat in the ring. You work with me, we're going to double your revenue in the first year. That's just what we do. So the systems are all in the book. Listen to the podcast and then join Sunrise Dental. Hire myself. Do both. And now you're really rocking and rolling. And the other thing he mentioned was leadership. Now, what is your leadership philosophy? And if I were to ask a group of 100 dentists right now, I'm guessing less than 10, it's less than that, can actually tell me what their philosophy is. You know why? Because they weren't taught that. So my philosophy is it's not about me. That's always been my leadership philosophy. So every decision I make is not about what I want, but rather what's better for the team. What's the greater good for Let's Go Win as a company? That's how I make my decisions every single time. Now, if you haven't been taught these leadership lessons, if you haven't spent the time to read 20, 30, 40 books a year on leadership, you probably don't know this stuff, and that's okay. That's not typically how you're making money. That's not how you started the practice. But I will tell you this. If you want to take it to the next level, we got to get that leadership in place. We got to get your culture in place. We have to be able to be clear on what is really driving your team incentive-wise so that you can get to that next level. So when you focus on these three systems, you're going to find success. The other thing before I start to wrap up is sales is life. Tony said that specifically. He's like, look, oftentimes people are within the dental space and other in the world, they'll say, I don't like sales. Sales is gross. Well, the truth is sales is life. So if you don't like sales, you don't like life. Now, he also said, change the word. If you don't like the word sales, call it communication. I totally agree. If you have negative connotation towards that word sales, change it. Because when you get out of bed, and the example I give all the time, hey, babe, I'm going to go golf. I'm selling right now on why I need to go golf. And she's going to sell back whether why I shouldn't, or that sounds like a great idea. It's literally communicating to one another, this is what I want to do and why. So it is also this amazing thing when you can wrap your arms around sales and embrace it and say, you know what? This is how we're going to grow the practice. This is how we're going to serve more people. That's when your practice, your business will really take off. So embrace that. I would say this, go get The Prosperous Dental Practice by Dr. Tony Feck. It has literally, it's a blueprint. I've worked with Keller Williams in the past. It's like their red book. It's the $1 million real estate agent. That's literally what Tony wrote. So The Prosperous Dental Practice. Go check out Dental Sunrise Solutions. Tony literally gave you his personal email. Go reach out to him, because if you're not hitting these numbers, if you're not at least in the 7-figure club, let's get you there. And again, it's not all about money, guys. So we're clear. Work less, make more, keep more. That's Sunrise Dental's mantra. And they're welcoming, if you're the right person, if you're driven, if you are committed to growth, you absolutely might be a fit for them, and you're going to be surrounded by an incredible community. Share this podcast with people you know. Share Dr. Tony's, share Dr. Christian's, share Dr. Matt, share Dr. Jody, all these amazing specific dental series podcasts. Share that with someone that you love and care about, and just listen to more Let's Go Win podcasts. You have amazing entrepreneurs from all walks of life. Guess what? Their lessons are applicable whether you're in financial, whether you're in medical, whether you're in teaching, entrepreneur, it doesn't matter. All these lessons and philosophies are applicable across industries. So make sure to share this out with somebody that you love and care. Enjoy the episode with Dr. Tony. Like I said, this has become a very good friend of mine, somebody I look up to, somewhat of a mentor figure for me, and someone that absolutely I've learned a ton from, and you can too. So make sure to share that out. Hit me up, DM me on Let's Go Win 365 on Instagram. I will absolutely get back to you. Let's go grow your practice. Let's go help you make more, keep more, and work less. I did it out of order, but you guys get the idea. Let's go live our dream lives. Let's go dream big. So until next time, remember, your mindset matters. I appreciate you all. Talk soon.